I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, or at least that's the hope, as Mr. Whippy returns to the streets of Dunedin. It's been more than 10 years since the ice cream vendor was based permanently in the southern city, but after a few visits for events, the new owners are hoping to whip up a frenzy for their soft serves with the new Dunedin-based truck. Our reporter Tess Brunton and cameraman Nathan McKinnon tracked down Mr. Whippy and Mosgiel for a serve of the good news.
It's Carmen Copeland's first week behind the wheel of a Mr. Whippy van, and already she's been greeted by swarms of people.
My very first day, I was very intimidated, but I played the music. I came here to the park, opened the door, and there was a mass swarm of children. A lot of them were running away from their parents. And just seeing the joy in their faces when they see the truck, and especially the elderly as well that can remember the music.
She's proud to be managing the new Dunedin truck, covering from Palmerston to Balclutha. It's been a cold few days of rain, hail and little shine, but that didn't stop the official launch over the weekend.
Launch day, we gave away about 600 ice creams. When we got to the Octagon, it was raining, so we were a little bit disappointed, but there was families waiting in the rain because we had plastered it all over social media. And we finished in there at 3 o'clock, and it was just received with so much joy and happy because they were free.
She'll have regular street runs and beach days while also covering events. Carmen says people can use a GPS link on the Mr. Whippy Dunedin Facebook page to track down their dessert. Already, she's noticing a few crowd favourites.
Waffle chocolate dip with a flake is very, very requested by older people as well. The kids try and get it, but they get drop down a few levels and they just allowed plain, much to their dismay.
5-year-old Mackenzie was ready to tuck in to her morning treat, a single fruit stick ice cream.
I like it because it has got lots of flavours.
And lots of colours.
Yeah.
Patsy hasn't eaten a Mr. Whippy since her children were young.
We had the kids used to hear the Mr. Whippy's music and I'd have to whistle loudly so they wouldn't be at the gate.
It didn't take long for Patsy to make her decision.
Well, I like waffle tone and I didn't even know they were here. I've been to the supermarket and I saw people walking past with ice creams and I thought, what a good idea.
Fruzo slushies are Stevie's favourite, but her 6-year-old brother, Jake, got an ice cream.
What do you like about them?
I just like slushies. Yeah, I like the flavour.
Jake got a few additions for his ice cream.
I like sprinkles and ice cream and
the lolly.
11-year-old Avia has her hands full after a trip to Mr. Whippy.
It looks like it's got quite an array of different things. What's on your Whippy treat?
It looks like kind of like the astronaut's tortoise sets, but colourful. And it looks like sour lollies.
Linda Mitchell has been running Mr. Whippy in Central Otago and Queenstown Lakes for the past 10 years, popping down to Dunedin for events. She and her husband bought the Dunedin franchise and a new truck after promising demand.
People remember it from their childhood. They love to bring their children out and say, this is the ice cream that we got when we were a child. They love the sound of green sleeves. They love seeing the vans coming door to door, and it's our iconic Mr. Whippy mix that really stands out there with the lovely creamy taste.
With the school holidays nearly over, Mr. Whippy's hoping for a hot and busy summer.